direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and we have, well, it's Monday Night Trivia, by the way, that's right, and so we have almost 3 big hours, 2.5 plus a little more. I got a new question, since at the end of last week's show, you knocked off the question I threw out there. I've got bumper stumpers. Normally I say I've got 11 bumper stumpers. It may be 10 tonight, thanks to the Stanley Cup playoffs, but either way, plenty of time to figure out a theme, and maybe recognize some of the artists, because some are quite recognizable. Then, if you prefer, because everybody knows something about something, you can have your own category, and sky's the limit on that, as we prove. And we'll do it again with Barry from New Hampshire, who was all things Beatles, truly an idiot savant when it comes to the Beatles. So we will do that. But you've got something like that going on, too. There's something you know a ton about. Well, ask for a category. We give it to you. So that's that simple. But you're saying, okay, new question? Well, researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do it. Do what? All right. Researchers discovered, I don't know what they were looking for, probably not this, that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do it. I can guarantee you, by the way, that isn't what they wanted to find. But and I'll explain that too. But it is what they found nevertheless. So what is it? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. So you've got my question. Of course, you don't have any bumper stumpers yet, so it's all right. I might be able to preview one, then we'd actually have 11. Well, maybe I should do that, actually. I don't know. Yeah, the one that I would have played right about now, actually. So we'll do that. That's your first bumper stumper, by the way. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh will get you to me. So, the first bumper stumper of the night. All right, so who are they? That's your first bumper stumper with 10 more to follow. Now, as I say, you can have your own category, as we often prove, and Barry in New Hampshire is about to prove it. We're moving directly back to the Beatles. How's it going tonight, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh.
Yeah, so we're back to the Beatles.
All right. Yeah.
Well, this will be easy for you because, of course, the Beatles had nothing if not number one albums. Well, what was the first ever Beatles album to debut at number one on the charts?
With the Beatles?
Nope. Help.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, no, I mean, With the Beatles did really well, but they weren't big enough to debut at number one at that point. But they got there soon enough. Uh-huh. But all right, so Help was the first one to actually debut at number one. And it wasn't a case where the label shipped it in gold and it returned in platinum. It was legitimately number one. All right, well, we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
What a shock. All right, thanks. Yeah, Barry almost never misses the Beatles, so that is an absolute shock. All right, after the news, we'll talk to Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, Leave It to Beaver trivia, Ruth and Gurney, Peter Marshall trivia. Well, why not? Coming up on WGN Radio.
It's a place, a pleasurable pool. Oh, it's a place, a pleasurable pool. Oh, it's a place, a pleasurable pool. Oh,
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's a gift. Yeah. Someone knows who that is, and I can think of a couple someone's listening who might. So 888-876-5593. Who is it? And too early for a theme, I would suppose. All right, so I said we would get to Billy. Oh, by the way, it is Monday Night Trivia, and it is Monday night. If you're listening on Friday night, please don't call. It's a replay. But if it's Monday night, we want you. 888-876-5593. And you have your choice of wonders. You can answer the question I have thrown out there, which I will give you again in a moment. You can have your own category. Sky's the limit on that because everybody knows something about something, as we will prove in moments. Or, of course, the bumper stumpers. So that's the deal. Now, we last left our hero Billy Bob and Bourbonnais wanting some Leave It to Beaver trivia. All right, so Billy Bob, now everybody who watches Leave It to Beaver knows Miss Landers was Beaver's teacher. What's her first name?
Sue Randall was the actress that played that part.
Sue Randall was the actress who played that part, but on the show, what was Miss Landers' first name?
Oh, well, I can't remember it right now.
And it was featured because the newspaper carried a story when she decided she was getting married, and it mentioned her first name. Her first name was Alice.
Oh, okay. Can I take a guess at the bumper car?
I hope so. Song? All right. What did you hear?
I'll say it's that J.J. My Pledge of Love by J.J. Jackson. Or
no, we didn't. No, J.J. Jackson had been.
Who was that Jackson? There was a song with that Pledge of Love or something in the 60s.
Well, no, I don't know. I'd have to think about it, but
well, by golly!
All right, well, I'll think about it.
Well, I want to give one word of advice for your listeners, if I could, before I leave you. I want them to always invest. Tell them to always invest in quality self-care products.
Okay.
Don't skimp.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a good evening.
I'm sure there's a story there, and something tells me we do not want to hear it. All right, so. Quality self-care products. Well, all right, get down with your bad self. Now, we have Ruth and Gurney. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, that's Ruth.
Yes.
Another June, another moon, another bride, another honeymoon. They're throwing cookies, fortune cookies, instead of rice. Well, this morning I heard one of my favorite ministers, of many, who happened to say that prayers in Thanksgiving are something which is 1926 Matthew scripture, all things are possible. So the person from Chicago, Ken, who said my dress at a resale shop would not be permissible for prayer, well, I'm going to go out and buy a high, expensive dress catalog. I don't go to the resale shop, and I'll take the money out of a donation for charity, and the onus is on him. So, to the trivia question, for a chaplain?
Yes.
What
yes.
can you ask me?
All right, all right. Well, actually, it says that you wanted something from a man called Peter, a film based on preacher Peter Marshall. So it was a big 1955 hit. And what I want to know, who played his wife, Catherine?
Wow.
And she. Let me also say it was her last film before she gave up acting. And she was probably more infamous after the fact.
After she gave up acting, she became more infamous?
I think so.
That's an interesting word.
it's an interesting life.
Can I have a multiple choice?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't know how to do that.
His wife, his real wife's name was Catherine.
Yes.
Now, I know who the actor was, the Celtic actor, Irish-English,
yes.
An American actress.
Yes, and of course, Richard Todd was the star, the male lead. This was the female lead.
Okay.
She was a star for 20th Century Fox in the late 1940s.
Yeah,
you remember how it is. They used to sign these actors and actresses to a film deal, and she was with us 20th Century, and she was also in Pick Up on South Street, probably best known for that.
Hiccup on South Street.
and actually...
Her last name isn't Hooker, is it?
No, actually, she was best known for her resistance to being turned into a sex symbol. She preferred to play unglamorous, down-to-earth women.
I'm going to think this if you didn't give me the answer afterwards, but it was the song, Mare's Oats and Lamb's Oats. that was the real reason why I asked the question.
Yeah, Mary's Oats. Yes. All right, so
yeah, that's
you're giving up?
Go ahead.
Jean Peters.
Yep.
Peters. And she's more infamous because what did she do after she gave up acting? Married Howard Hughes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that a big one?
And then much later, she went back to acting, occasionally played roles in television productions in the 70s and 80s.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
From that movie to Howard Hughes. Wow.
Right. Yeah, her first.
Well, you landed asking a really good question.
All right.
The easy one would have been, what was the song?
Yeah, of course,
that became famous?
We wouldn't be asking that because you'd know it easily.
Oh, come on now. Elkwood.
All right.
You may play it, but only Wally. And one other thing, the Yanks are coming over here. Congressional Medal of Honor song over there, over here. And say a prayer, Ken, in Chicago, because the Yanks are over here, second to none. Okay, thanks, Wally.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks. The nice part about talking to Ruth is I never have any idea what we're talking about, not even a clue, and that's perfectly fine. We'll get to Linda in Richland Park, and of course she mentions what I should have probably said at the outset of the show, but we'll talk more about her tomorrow. He's 82 years old, and it's a relief for him, but it's sadness for the rest of us. Sly Stone has passed away. So we'll get there. We'll get to Lisa in Dundee, wants Oscar trivia, and there's room for you too on another Bumper Stumper coming up on WGN Radio.
We don't care if the weather
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Okay, who is that? Came out 5 years after the Exits did it in 1967. Yeah. But well-known, certainly in some circles, on his own. So who is he? 888-876-5593. And what does he have in common with everybody else we've been playing? So Linda in Richland Park wanted to mention the passing of Sly Stone. And Linda, I thought we'd talk about that more tomorrow night. But yes, 82 years old. And of course, did many things in his life. My favorite period was when he was a disc jockey on KSOL and was producing records for Autumn.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it maybe tomorrow night then.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yes, maybe you can tell me more about him. But then I'd like to have you to play me a couple of records. They're old records. You played it the other night. I thought it was so cute. I think it was by the Andrews Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
Fish Fry or something. That was so cute.
Oh, it's called Hold Tight. Yes, shrimp and rice are very nice. Yes, Hold Tight.
Yeah, I like that song.
Okay.
And then, what was your trivia question? I might try guessing it.
Oh, good. That'd be excellent. So here we are. It is a survey, actually a study. Researchers discovered in this study that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do it. Do what?
Well, based on my marriage, married to my husband for 44 years, I think passing gas.
Oh, hilarious.
He'd always fuss with me about that.
That's hilarious.
He said, lay off that ice cream. He said, lay off that ice cream. Well, what did I tell you about that ice cream?
Oh, that's so funny. No, that's not it. But so, I don't know what a study would be for that. No. That's great. All right, thanks.
Okay. Appreciate all right. Well, all love right. Your show.
Okay.
Bye now.
Okay, bye. That's a great answer. It's a great answer. It's just not right. But yeah, I would wonder how that particular study would be conducted and probably don't want to know. All right, so let us see before the hour is up, and we have 2 big hours after this with plenty more bumper stumpers and hopefully my question or better than that, your category. And Lisa is in Dundee. So how's it going, Lisa?
Hello, Raleigh. Good. How are you doing?
I can't complain. All right.
The phones are working beautifully.
Well, that's right. We're at a different location.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everything's working. That's right. The broadband works here, too. Amazing
yeah.
What happens when you get to higher dollar areas. All right. So.
Now, I do have a song request. I'm not sure if you want me to do that first.
Sure.
Or before the
trip. That's fine.
Okay. I'd like to hear Peace of My Heart.
Oh, okay. Which
one? And I know the original is Irma Franklin, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I do like that one, but I also like the version by Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, okay. That's don't get asked to do that often, so we'll do that.
Okay, great.
Okay. So I'm writing this down so I don't forget A, to play it, and B, who requested it. All right, so now
okay.
Let's see here. All right. What do we have here? All right. How many Oscars did Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King win?
Oh, boy. Never seen any of those.
Yeah, you and me both. Of course, I've never seen any of these things. But, yeah, I'll say it's more rather than less.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, one of those won Best Picture, so I don't know if that was the year, but oh, I'll take a stab and say 6-11. Oh my,
yeah,
good lord,
yeah. I didn't know there were 11 Oscars, but no. Yes, 11.
They must have won just about everything they were nominated for,
I guess. And I've heard of the Lord of the Rings series, but I never heard the Return of the King, but I guess it obviously did better than I knew.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Wow.
Either.
So I got to look this up. I'll let you know who they won for, what they won for. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Talk to you next week.
Good deal. Yeah, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. My question, of course, is out there. Believe me, the researchers weren't trying to come to this conclusion. I think it probably surprised them more than anybody else. But research has discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do this. Do what? All right, so that's my question. Of course, bumper stumpers are up for grabs. We have played three of them now, and there will be eight more to go before the evening is out. And there's a theme. If you guess it, that's great. If you don't, I won't reveal it because the theme will be ongoing until somebody picks it out. But as far as the artists and titles, well, that's absolutely up for grabs. So, yeah, we've had three so far. So Lord of the Rings, I'm going to look this up, and maybe you know, but I don't. Return of the King? Okay. I don't know where in the series it was, but how many Oscars and which ones? And which ones? Okay, here we go. All right. Nominated for 11 awards and won them all. Peter Jackson personally took home three Oscars as director, co-writer, and producer. All right, so these are part of the memorable moments of the 76th Academy Awards here. All right, and then it goes on to, well, tell me all of it. Don't do that. All right, here we go. So Best Picture, Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Art Direction, Best Costume Design, Best Sound Mixing, Best Music Original Score, that was Howard Shore's Oscar, Best Music Original Song, Into the West by Fran Walsh, Howard Shore, and Annie Lennox. All right, well, that's interesting. Best Film Editing, Best Visual Effects, and Best Makeup. So there you have it, 11 Academy Awards for The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. And that was in 2003, and that was obviously a very big deal. So we have all the winners. Oh, I'm seeing their smiling faces as I speak. All right, well, so much for that. Now, let's see, what else do we have? Well, we have your ability to choose your own category, and that is big time, because everybody knows something about something. There's some category, no matter how obscure it is, where you know more than anybody else about it. Well, that's the category I want you to pick. It's up to me to find a question. All right, so we will go to the news here in a moment, but I got time for Marjorie in Chicago, who's going to guess on my question. And again, researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do this. Marjorie in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Thank you. I think either pray together or have a bank account together, or take vacations together, or eat meals together.
None of them, but I have to tell you, when it said pray on the screen, I started to laugh out loud because I thought, oh man, researchers sure wouldn't want to know that. But no, it's not any of them.
Okay, thank you. Oh, it's Marjorie. Marjorie.
Marjorie. All right, Marjorie. Good deal.
Oh, I sound like my father, who was my French teacher in high school. That was so difficult. I already had to live with them.
Oh my God.
So yes. It's Marguerite, because it's French, Marguerite. But they always call me Margaret in elementary school. And I'm asking myself, my classmates call me Marguerite, but the teachers always call me Margaret. I'm like, why didn't I correct them then?
You're right, yeah. So what do you prefer your friends to call you?
They call me everything.
All right, Maggie, everything.
Maggie, Margie Ann.
Oh, everything.
Very few call me Marguerite, but yeah.
Marguerite.
Okay.
All right,
I just didn't want you to think I wasn't, because I've called, I've just recently started calling. I didn't want you to think I was someone different.
All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
And thank you.
Okay.
All right, good night.
All right, so we're into commercial time, then we're into the news. And after that, we're back to two more hours of Monday Night Trivia.
Now this dance started in Washington, D.C., and it spread doing that Soul City Walk, y'all.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. So who is that? 1975 on TSOP. If that's a clue, I'll leave it to you to decide. We have a question that's out there. Researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do it. Do what? Well, there's my bumper stumper, there's my question, and if you don't like either, well, pick your own category, like Jim is about to do in Richmond. So, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
How are you?
It's not been good around here.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm getting tired of being lectured about my eyes, but I'll talk to you tomorrow about that. And I'm sorry what happened in Florida today, and I just want to do a Gilmore Girls question and a song request, so
all
I
right.
can be in a better mood tonight.
Let's do the Gilmore Girls. List all of Rory's boyfriends in order.
Dean.
Yep.
Jesse.
Yes.
And. Oh, I can't remember the college guy. Oh, man, I'm mad now.
Oh.
I can't remember the college
guy. Okay, it starts with an L.
No, I still can't think of it right
now. Oh, Dean, Jess, and Logan.
Logan, yes, I remember now.
Okay, so what's your request?
Could you please play Charlie Brown by the Coasters tomorrow?
I sure could, you betcha. I will be happy to do that. All right. Feel better, Jim. We'll talk to you later.
I'm calling you tomorrow to tell you about what's going on here.
Okay. I'll look forward to it.
Okay. Sir.
Thanks.
Thank you for everything.
Always.
Bye-bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593, Monday Night Trivia. And you know the deal about trivia is it's the only night that I can't do a monologue. You know, the rest of the time, if I have to, I can prattle on and talk about nothing, truly. But on Monday nights, I can't both ask and answer the questions. It's just bad protocol. So I request that you call and participate. Now, if it's Friday night, ignore that. All right, because Friday it's a replay. But if it's Monday night, well, trundle to the phone. Do your part. 888-876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh. Got a nice theme, but like I say for the bumper stumpers, I won't reveal the theme if you don't get it, because we'll build on it each week. But some of the artists, like, I expected you to get that last one. Of course, you know, this implies that someone's listening, but right, and I have absolutely no idea about that at any given time. But so we can talk about that as you want. And Carol, World's Best Show Prep Ford, has been busy with other stuff in the last month or two, and so therefore I haven't gotten the show prep. And so I have to look it up myself to find out when the new moon will be, because that's the question we always get. Because of the prosperity checks. Yes, so next new moon. All right, let's see what that'll be. June 25th, and that will be at 8:31 in the morning. The new moon will be the buck moon. I have no idea why, but I guess, you know, if you don't call, we might find it out. We might find the entire history of the moon before it's over. It's really hard to tell. But I kind of liked my question, and the reason I like it is because researchers absolutely were not looking for this. In fact, I have a feeling that when they got the results, they thought, maybe we should hide this. Maybe we should just not release the results, because it was so against what they had expected to find. But what they were doing is they discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do it. Yeah, all right. So there you have it. Yeah, and we'll get into who paid for this research, too. Yes, and I'm sure by the time this came out, grudgingly. But nonetheless, that's it. So other than that, John is, and thank you, by the way, for responding, those of you who did. John is screening furiously while I continue to talk about, as I usually say, absolutely nothing. We will talk about Sly Stone tomorrow, as I say. And yeah, Autumn Records, that was Tom Donahue and Bobby Mitchell's little label. They had things like the Beau Brummels, who were not British. They just tried to act like it since those records sold more. And of course, Bobby Freeman from the Bay Area, and that's what Sly Stone actually produced, Come On and Swim. But he had been a jock on KSOL. And yeah, basically two soul stations in the Bay Area, KDIA in Oakland and KSOL in San Francisco. And I don't know whether there's any air checks. I'll try to find that after the show, because if they are, maybe I'll capture that and play Sly on the air. I'll tell you, it wasn't bad. Obviously, he had good musical taste, that we know. But he also wasn't bad. So maybe I can find one now. I don't know. I won't play it now, but we'll see. So let's see. Oh yes, I do, from 1967. All right. Well, and also yeah, KSOL. Interesting. All right. So we're gonna do a trivia with Naoto in Japan. Absolutely, and you know it's going to be Myers-Briggs. We'll talk more about that. And John and Covington. Oh, 1960s baseball. That'll be fun. All right, all that and more is coming up right after this and another Bumper Stumper on WGN Radio.
I'm going to do a little song for you now that'll make you clap your hands, kick your feet, and as a matter of fact, it'll tear you up. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. I said a la la la, just one more time. Come and get your soul.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? That's kind of a gift. And what is the theme? All right. Well, Fran, I knew I can count on Fran. Probably knows every one of the bumpers. So we'll see what she's got going on. So Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, I don't know if I know every one of them, but I'm pretty sure you played Archie Bell there.
I did. Soul City Walk.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had not remembered hearing that song for a long time, but then now the more I think about it, the more I think, yeah, I did hear it quite a bit. So
it was very big in Washington, D.C. That's the only place I know where they played it incessantly. And of course, it was 1975, so it was a bit after his heyday, to say the least.
Yeah, well, I was in the Bay Area at that point. They didn't play it much there.
Yeah. Well, in the Bay Area,
it's surprising because, yeah, it's surprising because, you know, we had KDIA and
right,
you
know, and KSOL.
I couldn't get KDIA, but actually, I couldn't get either. I lived in the San Jose area.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that. I couldn't get either one very well, except sometimes at night.
Yeah.
But I would listen to them anyway, even though they would fade out and so on and so forth. But
yeah, well, right. KSOL at that time would have been 1450, so that would have been 250 watts at night. So that would not have been good at all.
No. Sometimes I could get KDIA, and sometimes I couldn't. It just
Right.
I could get it better in the car, so I used to go out and sit in the garage in the car to listen to it.
Oh, exactly. Yes, Lucky 13, 1310.
Lucky 13.
Exactly.
I used to go out, my mom would go, what are you doing sitting in the car in the garage? I'm listening to the radio. Well, you got a radio. Why didn't you listen to
that? They just didn't understand. Yes, I got that.
No.
Well, you were lucky it came in the garage. Sometimes you had to be away from the building.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, Jumpin' George Oxford. I remember him. But I found some Air Chicks of Sly Stone, so maybe we'll play some of those tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be great to hear those.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to find Soul Air Chicks, and I understand why it's hard to find them.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, like, I'd love to find some KGFJ stuff.
Yeah. And there are some, not a lot. Let me see what I can find. I know when you want it from. Let's see what we get. Yeah, I've got, here's the 60s, but, you know, it's like Big Jim Randolph from 1966, but why not? But it's there.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, yeah, it's absolutely there, April 1966. So, and it's a 30-minute air check. So, yeah, Big Jim Randolph. So check that out.
Okay, is it on YouTube?
Sure. It's the only place I'd find it.
I didn't know that there was a website
Checks. You know about Stepfather of Soul, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the closest thing to an air check to a site where you're going to find a list of stuff. But I don't know what he's got on KGFJ. And I don't know if he's still doing it. I mean, I hope this site, because I don't think he's updated it since like 2021. So I hope whoever is paid.
Yeah, I haven't checked it out. I'm hearing you talk about it. I think it was Johnny.
Yeah, exactly. But no, this was big, like in 2010, things like that. And then I've not seen a thing since, you know, in the last 4 years, for sure. And so I just wonder, God, I hope he's still with us. either that or I hope his family still keeps paying for the site.
Yeah, hope so.
Yeah.
Anyway, I won't take up more of your time. I let people play trivia here. So.
Yes. Well, hang on. We'll confirm that address. You, of course, are absolutely right. Don't go away. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. What if the stepfather of soul is no longer with us? All right. So it isn't all that many air checks anyway. But nonetheless, it's several, and that's more than you find out in most places. All right, so speaking of charts, we're going to be doing that with David and Muskegon. That's always nice. Anybody taking a guess on me? I don't know. Well, let's go to Naoto in Japan because we got some Myers-Briggs stuff coming up. So how are you, Naoto?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. The weather is not really hot, so it's really comfortable.
Oh, good. What is the average temperature right about now where you are?
I would say about 20 degrees Celsius or somewhere around that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's livable.
Yeah.
That's about all I'll say is livable. But I had found, where did it go? It was the perfect question too, but I'll find it here again. I am sure. Oh, yes. Okay. Let's see if all right. All right. So here we go. We're going to talk about MBTIs that were nerds in school. And there are a few different classifications that would fit. But for this particular one, he was the crazy, wacky nerd, the mad professor type, doing all sorts of weird stuff, rambling on about it to some poor, unsuspecting person who probably cared less, had enthusiasm for whatever obscure thing he was studying at the moment. And so, what type would that be? Who are they?
Oh, that must be INTP.
Well, I'll take, actually, it's ENTP, but I'll take it.
Oh,
I'll take it because INTP is the awkward but well-meaning nerd, but that's certainly close enough.
Thank you.
Yes, all right, good deal. And apparently, they did a little survey online, and people suggested, you know, out of the 16 types, at least half of them. So I guess a lot could fit. But you were so close, you're a winner. Hang on, don't go away.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so there you have that. Now, we're going to find out about the world at large, don't you know? Then we'll come back with David and Muskegon. Those charts, James, and we did James in Richmond, Big Bang, so we'll... let me put Naoto on hold. So we did James, and we'll do a baseball with John in Covington, Oklahoma with Laura, and there's room for you too on WGN Radio.
He's a phony.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, I'm sure Sergeant Pappy knows if he's listening, but to you, who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, there's your bumper stumper. We've had several so far. Fran's been the only one to get any of them, so join her. Why don't you? Of course, I have a question that I have thrown out there, and that is, researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do it. Do what? All right. You don't like my question. You don't know my bumper stumpers. Have your own category. Sky is the limit. We do all sorts of things here. And we're about to, do baseball with John and Covington. Hey, John, how's it going?
Good, Raleigh. Thank you.
Always. So we're going to do 60s baseball, it says. So
my first love, yes.
Okay. Well, you'll know it then.
My second love, Peggy Fleming.
Okay, all right. Which slugger hit the most home runs in the 1960s?
Ooh. Well, the obvious answer isn't going to be it, so I will say Carl Yastrzemski.
Harmon Killebrew.
Oh, well, yeah, he was a choice, too.
Yeah.
As far as Peggy Fleming... My mom came in the living room. She says, "What's this? All of a sudden, this interest in ice skating? This woman on here." And my dad says, "Oh, Betty, don't be stupid."
Right? Yeah.
and then my dad says, "We especially like it when Peggy Fleming skates backwards, don't we, guys?"
All right, then. Well,
see you later.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. Anything to get interest in the sport, I'd say. Works for me. David and Muskegon, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi there. Yeah, I was going to do a chart from June of 68.
All righty. Let's do it. June of 68. Remember it well. Not fondly, but well. All right, so let's see where we are. June, huh? Any particular week in June, or do you care?
How about June 7th?
All right, that'd be the first week of June. Here we are. Here we go. Actually, it's June 8th for 1968, but good enough. Number one, Mrs. Robinson.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Number two, Tighten Up.
Archie Bell and the Drells.
Number three, This Guy's in Love with You.
Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
Number four, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Hugh Montenegro.
Number five, Moni Moni.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Number six, Yummy, Yummy, Yummy.
The Ohio Express.
Number 7, MacArthur Park.
Richard Harris.
Yes. Number 8, Beautiful Morning.
Young Rascals.
Number 9, Think.
Aretha Franklin.
Number 10, Honey.
Bobby Goldsboro.
Yes. Well, let's see how far you go without a mistake. Number 11, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Number 12, Cowboys to Girls.
The Intruders.
Number 13, The Look of Love.
Let me see, Look of Love.
Not the Leslie Gore version song, which I actually like that song. It's a different song, though, entirely.
I'm trying to think, how does it go?
Well, it was on A&M.
A&M, I'm trying to think, The Look of Love.
And I'll tell you, it's someone I love for so many songs, but most of his stuff on A&M I wasn't too fond of.
Oh, I think that this one's a stumper unless I hear the song.
Well, if you hear the song, it's such a giveaway, but let's see what we can do. But like I say, it's not the Leslie Gore, which that was a great little record. Not the same song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. Oh, that's interesting. Well, I can tell you that Dusty Springfield did it, but that's not what we're looking for. All right. Let's see. I may not have it on this. Oh, yes, I do. I'm afraid I do. I was going to say I may not have it on this because I really don't like it, but I do have it. All right, so here it is. You don't get much of it, so listen closely.
Sergio Mendez.
Yes, I'm afraid so. That's enough. All right, so let's see. So, yes, you got that pretty damn good, actually. Oh, God, it goes from bad to worse. Number 14, Angel of the Morning.
Marilee Rush.
Number 15, Delilah.
Tom Jones.
Number, he says questioning, yes. Number 16, Shooby Dooby Doo Da Day.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes, number 17, Like to Get to Know You.
Spiking Our Gang.
18, Master Jack.
Let's see, Master Jack. Oh, God, that's not Susan Jacks. That's the Poppy Family. I'm trying to think. The Strange, Strange World, Master Jack.
Right.
Oh, God, I'm trying to think of who that is.
Well, they were from South Africa.
They were?
Yeah, I wouldn't make that up. There's a lot of things I'd say, but I wouldn't make that up. They were South African. They originally were known as the Nevadas, but then they changed their name to the Zombies, but that didn't work out because, of course, there was a British group of the same name. So later they changed their name again.
Master Jack. Oh, my God. I think it's A Strange, Strange World. I love that song, too.
You do?
Master Jack.
So you're the one.
Oh. Okay. Huh?
I said, so you're the one.
Yes, I love the guitar parts in it. Oh, I just love it. And I can't think of the name of it, the life of me.
Well.
Alex, who does Master Jack?
Oh, it doesn't work. You don't win for that. So you've just knocked yourself out.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's all right.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you can't look them up. We don't allow that. It's Four Jacks and a Jill.
Oh, Four Jacks and a Jill.
There's no Jacks or Jills in it.
Really?
Yeah. Clive Harding, the lead vocal, that's Glennis Lynn Minot. And I think she married Harding at some point. But anyway, she was the female that you heard on that. Tony,
Four Jacks and a Jill. You know, I'm going to have to look them up because I want to see what other body of work they've done.
Well, no, you've just really heard their body of work, but there were a lot of different guitarists. But when that record came out, that could have been Till Hanneman or Pierre Van Reel.
Okay, because I want to see what other songs they did. You know, as far as
there really are no. I mean, trust me, you're not going to find a big body of work for these people.
Okay, I'm not.
Well, if you do, I'll be curious. I can tell you everything they ever released. They actually released a bunch of albums on RCA for reasons that I don't know. But they probably about a dozen singles. No hits other than, mm-hmm.
Master Jack.
Yeah, right. They had Jimmy Come Lately and Flowers Never Bend and No Other Baby and Listen, Listen. And they had a song called Timothy, not the same as the Boys, to say the least. The House of White
Boys,
Gables.
Yeah, I remember the Boys version of that. Well, yeah. That was like 71.
Yeah, well, that was Rupert Holmes. He wrote it. Let's see. Mr. Nico, and there's actually, unfortunately, more records than I'd like to think. I don't want to hear any of them, but if you go online, you'll be able to hear all of them, including here's the piece de resistance, Ketchup on My Ice Cream, 1970, RCA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get them confused with Susan Jack and the Poppy family.
Not related, obviously.
No, for Jackson and Jill, because I thought that was a Canadian group.
Well, Susan Jacks was.
Yes.
Yeah, but not for Jackson and Jill.
Oh, for Jackson and Jill.
They were South African.
They were South African.
Yeah.
Because on Saturday morning's jukebox, they said they were from Canada. They were part of the Poppy family.
So who said that?
I believe it was Rick Hickman on Saturday morning jukebox.
Well, he's wrong. Susan Jacks, her real name was Pesklevitz. Why I remember that, I don't know, but Susan Pesklevitz, and she was from Saskatoon, which actually is one of my favorite little cities in Western Canada. Saskatoon has some nice hills, and it's very nice, and she grew up in British Columbia, though, and she was on a TV show. I don't know how much Canadian television you've seen, but there was Music Hop was this show they had that was pretty paltry, but anyway, and she recorded some stuff, in Vancouver, and so she asked Terry Jacks to accompany her on an upcoming appearance, and the rest was history, obviously. So
that became the Poppy family.
Yes,
for
correct.
Jackson and Jill, mm-hmm. and Jill was a different group,
completely different country. When she asked Terry Jacks to join her, they got a couple other people, including Craig McCaw, who had an interesting background. But anyway, there was a group for a while, the Eternal Triangle, and then they called it Powerline, and I'm doing this from memory, and then there was the Poppy family, but then they got married, and I don't think that they stayed married, and that's the deal. So Susan.
Oh, okay, so they were completely different groups.
Yeah,
okay.
She married a guy from the CFL, the Canadian Football League, after she divorced Jacks.
Okay.
And then she was living in Nashville for a while, and doing some stuff there. And then she moved back to Canada. Her husband, the footballer, sadly died about 20 years ago. Now he got cancer. And then she got kidney failure and had a transplant and all that. And so there was a benefit and that kind of stuff. And so that was her deal. And then she died, in Surrey. And that's it. So obviously she's not going to be doing anything else.
So she married a guy from the CFL, and then he passed away.
Right.
And she was living in, what was she doing in Nashville, country music?
Writing songs, yeah. She was a country songwriter.
Oh, my goodness, and, that's far away from the stuff she was doing with the Poppy thing.
Not really. I mean, Wimpy White is Wimpy White. So anyway, but yeah, she did that for a while. And, I don't know what happened with her and Terry, but anyway, then she did the solo stuff. And she was on some TV shows like Alan Thicke, who was Canadian also, and stuff like that. And then she married the footballer. That was Ted. And they moved to Nashville in the 80s, and she recorded some stuff that didn't win any Grammys here, but something that was nominated for Juno, that's their awards in Canada. And she did Tall Dark Stranger, and did some writing and children's songs too.
Hmm.
Anyway, that's the deal.
Now, was that country music she was doing in the 80s?
Yeah, predominantly, but kiddie stuff, too. Snuggle Up was one of the children's songs that I remember, and that was nominated for a Grammy. But
huh. Because I remember her their big hit, Evil Grows and Cracks and Holes.
Well, there you go.
And that was pretty far from country.
Well.
But so from what you're telling me, she went... kind of went into country while she was with the Poppy family.
No, that's after. That's after, way after. The Poppy family ended when she divorced Terry.
Okay.
So that would have been about 1975.
Okay, because 74 he had Seasons in the Sun.
Yeah, I know, but maybe that's what did it. I don't know. But I think they were divorced in 75. But there again, I don't know. You probably look it up if there's stuff like this online. But it was the mid-70s because after her divorce, she signed with PolyGram. And then that's about the time she met Ted. That's the Canadian football guy.
Okay.
And so they got married. They had a son, her only child, actually. And they moved to Nashville. And that's where she was writing songs in the 80s. And she stayed there until 2004 when Ted, you know, was diagnosed with cancer. And then he died about a year later. And then she was in kidney failure. And so she needed a transplant, which I don't know. I think it was her brother. But anyway, she was back on stage after that. You know, she's in the Canadian Hall of Fame for whatever that's worth. But she was hospitalized, as many people are in that kind of situation, in and out of complications from that. And then she died of, kidney disease in 2022. She was 73.
Oh, my.
So now you know everything I do. That's all I know.
Well, goodness gracious, 70. I'm doing the math. She would have been born in 49.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I think she was born in 48, if you're keeping track of it, but I don't think it matters.
Okay.
All right, in Saskatoon, but they left, and they went, you know, to British Columbia.
Yes.
All right, now you know.
Yep, and you know, I enjoy you, and I enjoy listening to Fran talk about San Francisco radio and Sly Stone when he was doing radio before he was in Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah, absolutely, he was producing records at the time. We'll talk about it tomorrow night, but I'll put you on hold to confirm your address because you sure knew your top 10 and a lot more. Hang on, don't go away. All right,
yes.
So that's where we are, and that's where we'll pick it up, because we have another hour of Monday Night Trivia yet to go on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who are they? That's a big hit in 56, particularly in Harlem. All right, so we'll pick it up there. We'll do more charts and get some bumper guesses and Oklahoma trivia and all that coming up on WGN Radio.
Here's a brand new dance that you can do. Put your hands on your hips, then you follow through. Then you grab your partner by the hand. Let your feet keep the beat to the rhythm of the band. Shamrock, rock till your knees start bumping. Shamrock, rock to the bass while thumping. Shamrock, rock till the joints start jumping. And now the fun has just begun. Start swaying to and fro while the band gives out with a solid fold. Then you push your partner out from you and you dance tom-tom like the Indians do. Shamrock, rock all your cares away. Shamrock, rock till the break of day. Shamrock, don't be afraid to say, well, how you are, let's have a ball. Shamrock, rock all your cares away. Shamrock, rock till the break of day.
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James, 1950 on a lad. Okay, so who is that? 888-876-5593. 888-88-RALEIGH. Ah, well, I knew he'd do well. We'll get to Sergeant Pappy in a moment because he probably can ace them all. But Dale in Henderson thinks he heard something he knows. So, Dale, welcome to WGN Radio. What'd you hear? Dale, are you still with us? We've lost Dale. Oh, well, I tried. Well, thanks for trying, Dale. More patient next time. Sergeant Pappy, the floor is yours.
Popcorn.
Yeah, of course. Castle in the Sky. I expected you would have easily known the second thing we played, too, if you were listening.
Yeah, well, I don't like to, call in, try to, hog everything, I just... to give some other people a chance,
Well, no one else is going to get Pledgeable Fool, so don't worry about it.
Well, I'm just saying, I just try to be, sometimes I'm half asleep here anyway, so, I don't know,
All right. Well, your bop chords, that's for sure. I was debating what to play of theirs. Everything kind of sounds alike.
Yeah, I got a few songs here if you've got time.
Oh, do you? I would adore that. So let me know, what is it you want?
This is The Night, The Cool Gents.
Ah, yes.
That was on BJ.
Of course.
Here's Why I Love You So, The Spaniels.
Okay.
And I Know by The Hollywood Planks.
Oh, okay. You betcha. All right.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate it. All right, and I appreciate you playing my songs before, too. Every time you play one of them songs, it makes me feel good.
Happy to do it. All right, so hold on, you're a winner. We'll confirm that address.
All right.
All right, so absolutely the bop chords. Who else could it have been? The bop chords did not have a wonderful trajectory. It was a very sorry story about the bop chords. So, unfortunately... I think there was a murder, actually. I'm trying to remember that, but I'm pretty sure. But they were in Harlem, and one of them went on and was singing in Shep in the Limelight. But it was just not a pretty time for the bop chords. I'm trying to think, who was it? One of them got pneumonia. I think it was Ernest Harrison. He was murdered, and that was later, like in the 70s, and then one died of alcoholism, and one of them got cancer. It was not, like I say, not pretty all the way around, sadly. And when Morris Marr died of pneumonia, that was brought on by substance abuse. So in all cases, just not too happy an ending. So Dale called back. Maybe he knows another bumper. So Dale, what did you hear
Did I hear Under the Street Lamp by The Exits?
You did not. I mentioned that The Exits did it in 67, and 5 years later, this was a cover.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you say that, so...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
well.
So it was a cover in 1972, and a well-known New York artist, and it was on Uptight.
Hmm. Don't know.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, when you hear something else you do know, call me back.
All right. Thanks
a lot. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. So, The Exits had it originally. They were the originators. But, of course, we didn't play the exits. We played this guy. I will identify all the artists at the end of the hour, but like I say, not the theme, because that'll be ongoing if you don't get it. Mark is in Aurora. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Mark?
Oh, pretty well. So Susan Jax is actually Susan Disquin?
No, she was not. I don't know. None of her married names that I know.
Who was the Pisquin?
No, it's Pesklovitz was her name. Levitz. Pesklovitz was her birth name.
Oh, Pesklovitz.
Yeah,
okay.
P-E-S-K. And then, yeah, Pesklovitz. I'll try to pronounce it again. Pesklovitz. And that was her birth name. And then she was Jax. And then she got married to the football guy. And then she was Dashinsky. Because
and
the
Jill was Glennis Lynn Hoss.
Okay, yeah, but now we're talking a different group, obviously. Yes.
Yeah.
Right, okay, as long as we know that. Yes. Jill was Glennis, and when she joined them, that's when they changed the name to Four Jacks and a Jill, but there were no Jills in it, and there were no Jacks in it.
But what was the full name, Glennis Lynn Hoss?
I just knew her as Glennis Lynn, but she did have a last name. So let's see if I can look that up real fast. She was just singing as Glennis Lynn. And let's see, what was she? Glennis Lynn Minot. Now, of course, she ultimately became Glennis Lynn
Minot.
Harding, but she ultimately became Glennis Lynn Harding,
okay,
because I think she married Clive Harding. So that's how that happened.
Now, I did, a long time ago, I purchased a double CD of Four Jacks and a Jill, and I made a sad discovery. Apparently, somewhere along the line, Glennis Lynn Minot became a born-again Christian, and the lyrics to her Christian songs, by comparison to Four Jacks, or by comparison to Master Jack, were rather redundant and insipid. And if anything, I mean, if a person becomes a Christian, presumably their art should get better, but hers got redundant and vapid.
Well, in a lot of cases, their art shouldn't change as far as that goes. You know, you would kind of hope more than anything. But I didn't know about the Christianity stuff. I remembered they went into educational, like storybooks for, you know, kids, young kids. It was charitable.
Yeah, and that would dovetail with that.
Yeah,
but,
so probably
yeah,
would.
Somewhere I have a double CD of Four Jacks and a Jill.
There were so many
I
people
never did
in,
get around to listening to it.
You know, there were so many people in this group that it was practically a zip code.
Uh huh.
I mean, they had at least a dozen guitarists, you know.
Oh.
So they had a trumpet player. He was actually an original. But then they got guys who came and left. But the amount of guitarists is just stunning.
And I'll tell you, I remember that song from the autumn of 68. And back then, I thought it was about a child molester. But it turns out it's about a mining foreman. And the singer is protesting the way the mining foreman never lets his workers think or do anything outside of his orders. And that's where you get lyrics like, you know, but I'd like to see the world through my own eyes, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, because
the master Jack is a mining foreman.
Yeah, foreman. That's a name for a foreman, right?
Yes.
So, master. But yeah, I think there was a little a little more of that. But yeah, there you were.
But I was all of 10 years old, and I thought the song was about, you know, a man violating a little girl.
Oh, geez. Well, it wasn't that. And as hideous as that is, almost as hideous, is that when it was released, they had real problems because people thought it was a criticism of pro-apartheid propaganda. It became political, and they were thinking that Master Jack was B.J. Vorster, who styled himself as John Vorster, and he actually was prime minister of the apartheid regime. So some people thought that it was political, but it wasn't. It was mining. When they came out with Timothy, I thought, who knows? Maybe it is, but it wasn't.
Oh. So I'm doing this week in 1970.
I don't see why not. Here we go. Number one, everything is beautiful in its own way.
Oh, Ray Stevens.
Yes. Number two, which way you going, Billy? Yeah.
The Poppy Family.
Exactly. Number three, love on a two-way street.
Hmm.
Oh, you should know this. I found love on a two-way street, but lost it on a lonely highway.
Delphonics?
No, The Moments. Ray Goodman Brown.
Oh.
All right. Number four.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that now that you mention it. Oh, well.
You'll know number four.
I guess we're not going to do...
Up Around the Bend, Run Through the Jungle.
Credence.
Yes. Number five, Cecilia.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Number six, Get Ready. Because here I come.
Rare Earth.
Yeah. Number seven, The Letter. Now, we know it's not the box top, so we know it's worse than that.
Joe Cocker.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number eight, American Woman, No Sugar Tonight.
Guess Who?
Yeah. Number nine, Make Me Smile.
Chicago.
And number 10, The Long and Winding Road.
The Beatles.
Yes, it certainly was long. Well, you are a winner, 90%. That's excellent. Hang on, don't go away.
Yeah, I always get it up on the moment.
All right, you'll go.
I always forget for a few moments.
Yeah, no, you do forget the moments. It's not the first time you've forgotten the moments. I would have thought by now they would just be, you know, branded on your brain.
Burned in my brain.
Absolutely,
yeah.
I would expect. Yeah. All right, hang on, don't go away. Yes, the moments. All right, so, but that was still good. That was 90%. He wins, no doubt about it. We're going to do Oklahoma movie trivia in moments.
888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Big party. Big party. Big party. She invited me. Cause she knew you would bring me. She make it so plain to see. She tried to take you from me. It's a big party, but a sad party for me. I can hear her laughter, and I know. A big party, but a sad party for me. So if you want her more than you want me, tell me now, so I can leave.
Radio, I'm Bobby James. That's from 1964. That's a Memphis record. That was on the Wilmo label. Don't ask. All right, so who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Laura is in Willowbrook. So, Laura, how is it going tonight? Laura, are you there? No, we haven't lost Laura. That's not possible. Laura's not hanging on. Laura, I have your Oklahoma question. Oh, well, maybe she'll call back. Or maybe you'll call 888-876-5593. That's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E on this, which is Monday Night Trivia. So if it's on Friday night, don't call. Just enjoy the show. But if it's Monday night, by all means, we have another at least half hour of trivia to go. Got another two bumper stumpers coming up. My question remains, and yeah, it'll be a straggler for next week if you don't get it. But I'm surprised we haven't had many guesses on that at all. Researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who do not do it. Do what? And as I say, believe me, they weren't trying to find this out. All right, that was a definite. All right. So now, with that in mind, Laura called back. So now I have to find Laura's question. All right. So Laura, now I had your question right in front of me, and now it's gone the way of all flesh. Let's see if we can't find it.
All righty. My phone had died out. That's why I was off for a minute.
Oh, no. No. That's
but we're good.
Undoubtedly my fault. I apologize for taking that long. Let's see.
No problem.
Where the heck did this question go? I had the perfect question, and I'll have it again. Because I can always do a history search of where I was. I thought it was a very nice question myself. Now, and you'll probably know it as far as that goes. So, here we are. It was in the IMDb database. I got it, no less.
Oh, okay.
Yes, 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 yes. There was a song that had to be edited for censors. Will sang it. Yeah, Will sang it. And the way he said it in the original script, the censor said, "Oh, no, you don't." What was the song?
Okay, Will sang it. Okay. I can hum the song, but I have to think of what the heck the title is. I don't know if this is the title or not. Kansas City?
It is the title, yes. Now, do you know what the original lyrics were?
No, I've never heard that.
I can swear that she was patted from her shoulders to her heels, and later in the second act, when she began to peel, she proved that everything she had was absolutely real. And they said, no, no. So they changed that. Because they said, you know, when he said, and she began to peel, she proved that everything she had was real. They said, no, it's not going to happen. So then they changed that. And then she started dancing, and her dancing made me feel that every single thing she had was absolutely real.
Oh, my
real.
Gosh.
Yeah, well.
Oh, my
that
gosh.
Had nothing to do with dancing or feeling. It had to do with what he was looking when she took off her clothes. And they said, no, you're not. And so, yeah, they changed the lyrics. So, so you've won.
Well, I'm glad that you're always teaching me something in the meantime.
Yeah, yeah. I think they should have left it in the way it was.
I think so. And I'll call you tomorrow about all kinds of stuff going on. But
I can't wait.
Rally.
Yes. All right. Hang on. We'll confirm that address. Yes, and do call tomorrow. All right. So as far as I know, it is a full show tomorrow. But I have to look to see if we have a Stanley Cup or we do not have Stanley, because I'm not sure about that. I've forgotten it was happening today. I was delighted for it because it gave me more time to prepare for you for trivia. But I don't know. Let me see if I can find it. Well, I'll find it right after the news, right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Robbie James. Moving that Carnival was just a great little soul label in the 60s. That is on Carnival in 1965. So who is she? 888-876-5593. And, of course, my question, researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do this. Do what? 888-876-5593. James is on the South Side. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, James?
Fine. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I was so busy today. I realized when I finally got home, I had almost missed an hour of the program. And I said, okay, since I'm using the landline, I just simply let the cell phone basically charge.
Very good. Well, landline is much preferred, so keep using that. And meantime, you only missed half an hour because we had the Stanley Cup playoffs interrupting us. So don't worry.
Okay. I was going to take a stab at that question before I got to the war thing. Okay, I am going to say that they drink coffee.
Nope.
They get drunk?
Nope.
They go to sleep early?
Nope.
They listen to Raleigh James' show.
Nope. Okay, that's four. You got two more if you want them.
Okay, they look out at the moon.
No, one more.
Okay, they listen to the news.
All right, so we'll move on to your World War II question.
Okay.
All right. This major pact between major World War II players, two of them, wasn't revealed until 1989. What pact?
Okay. This major pact.
Between two major players.
Okay. I am going to say
it was big news.
It was a shocker too.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'm going to say between the British and the Russians, was it?
The British are not involved.
Oh, okay. We already knew about this one particular one, but I'm going to say between the Russians and we're not talking about the Ribbentrops, that one, the German...
Actually, yes, we are.
The German-Russian, yeah.
And it was signed in 1939.
And he had Ribbentrop, Molotov.
Yeah, Molotov, Ribbentrop. Now, let me ask you, you've already won, but what did this pact do?
Okay, it was, among other things, it was like a supposed non-aggression between the two parties, and it offered, and what basically what it offered was the Russians gave certain things to that the Germans wanted, certain supplies of like oil, iron, shipping, other things, and Stalin was willing to do this.
Well, that's right, but that's the big thing, the very big thing that came out. You've already won, but what was the big thing that came out?
Okay, I'm trying to remember now. Okay, I know they partitioned Poland.
Right, and that's part of it, so go on.
Okay, they set up like zones of influence.
I'll take it. Yes, they actually divvied up the countries. They decided which country would be under which of the two countries' spheres of influence. And so they literally divvied it up in 39.
Yeah, and the Brits and the French didn't know that.
And we know exactly they didn't know it. And we found out about it in 1989 when the Soviet Congress of People's Deputies denounced it.
Yeah, and they put the thing about it was seen as, in fact, Stalin was such a stickler to it that he destroyed most of his spy network.
Yeah, it was
in other in fact, yeah. It didn't for instance, he would not believe Hitler was getting ready to go back on it before Operation Barbarossa. He would not believe anything that was being said. Even friendly diplomats who were trying to tell him, there was this one spy that he had left who was basically affiliated inside of the German one of the German consulates. Richard Sorge was his name. And he sent all this information that said, even detailed down to what the units and where they were marked off.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because, of course, this absolutely is a key factor in the escalation of that war because it allowed Germany to invade Poland without immediate reaction from the Soviets.
Yeah.
And that was the deal. We did not know about this till 89, and then they declassified all of it in 92. So, yes, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, good deal. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And I believe Scott in Oak Lawn wants to guess on our question. So, all right, what do researchers find? Scott, talk to me, Scott. No, we lost Scott. All right, and he was going to guess, too, as far as this goes. Yeah, researchers weren't intent on finding this. In fact, they were probably very dismayed when they did. But researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who do not do this. Do not do what? All right, we got one more bumper sumper coming up. You got room for whatever category you want, we just proved with James. And, of course, you can answer my question. All that and more in the last 15 minutes of this week's Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
See my woman right now, and we ain't getting any younger. I've got to get to her love somehow.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, that's your final bumper stumper of the night. Who is it? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. So, my question. Researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who do not do it. Do what? Mike in Bridgeview, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, how are you, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself?
Okay, doing good, doing good. I think the father now use mom's wig, dress, and high heels. And the family thinks, that he looks better than her.
This is great. No, I love it, though.
No?
Yeah, gee, okay, I know you're shocked. Yes, I know you're really surprised, but no. All right, all right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.
Okay, yes, that's right. I know I know he was expecting that to be the answer. All right. Yeah, well, if research discovered it, I guess I don't know if they'd be surprised or not. But no. And they were paid to do this survey, too. Tommy in Chicago knows a bumper stumper. All right, Tommy, what'd you hear you know?
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right.
I was waiting on something. I'm okay. Billy Butler.
Yes, absolutely. And the Chanters.
Okay, you threw the channel there, and I just knew it was Billy.
That's all you need to know, because that's the only thing that matters about this is Billy Butler, so we have a winner. All right.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Raleigh,
yeah.
That one more thing, that Bob Cort song you played, that was one of my favorites back in the day.
Yeah, Castle in the Sky, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
They had a number of records that sounded amazingly like it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great show tonight again.
Well,
and
thank
I appreciate you.
Thank
you. I'm sorry to call so late, but Billy Butler.
Yeah, Billy Butler is right. Hang on. Don't go away.
All right. Thanks, Raleigh.
Absolutely. All right. So, good deal. That's right. That was Billy. And that was our last bumper stumper. All right. So, we put Tommy on hold because he's absolutely right. And Stephanie in Madison. All right. Stephanie, what'd you hear, you know?
Hey, well, I was obviously I was wrong. Thank you, Tommy. I didn't make a fool out of myself. Did you earlier play a song by the Capris?
I did not play any Capris.
Okay, alrighty. I have a couple of requests. I'm wanting to call in, and I'll call in like tomorrow or whenever this week. I've been thinking about wanting to call in.
Okay, what would they be?
Okay, they would be She Shot a Hole in My Soul.
Oh, Clifford Curry, yes.
Yes, okay. I love that song.
Me
God.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, I love that song. Also, Loveitis by Harvey Scales and the Seven Sounds.
Oh, yes, absolutely, Loveitis, yes.
Oh, that's okay. A great one.
Yeah.
So, you got two right now. I had a couple of other ones, and I can't remember what they were. Some of them I know you've already played, so anyway... You have a good rest of your evening, my dear, and I will talk to you soon. Okay?
And I'll count on it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
All right. So it looks like we're not going to get guessers on our other bumper stumpers. So, yeah. First thing I played, Breaking Down the Walls of Heartache. Yeah, I expected a winner on that, too, but maybe it's a little more obscure than I remember. That was on Epic in 1968, Bandwagon. Barons did Pledge of a Fool, the one I was sure Sergeant Pappy would know, 1963 on Epic. The Under the Street Lamp version that was a cover of The Exits in 1967, done a couple of years later on Uptight, was Joe Bataan. We had Archie Bell doing Soul City Walk, and yeah, we had a winner on that. That was Fran and Austin knew that. The Blendells, I expected someone to get that too. That was on Reprise in 1964, La 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 La. Yeah, right. Tears Are Fallen, the Blue Jays, same group that did Lover's Island, 1961 on Milestone, same label. We did get a winner on Bob Cord's Castle in the Sky, 1956 on Holiday. It was Calvin Bose that did Shamrock, 1952 on Aladdin. Barbara and the Browns did Big Party, 1964 on Wilmo. Barbara Brown did that Carnival record from 1965, So In Love. And as we found out, Billy Butler and the Chanters, I Can't Work No Longer, which was 1965 on OK. So those were our bumper stumpers. Now, our question will be a straggler unless somebody pulls up at the last second here and gets it. And yeah, researchers... you know, they were paid to come up with something. They weren't paid to come up with this. Research discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do it. Yeah, I'm sure the people paying for the survey didn't want to see that, but there you have it. So that's where that'll be. What I did was I pulled Carol's show prep from last year because the dates don't change, you know, like June 9th, which is today, Monday. Well, not anymore. Now it's the 10th, but in most places. But no, the 9th elsewhere. And it was on June 9th that Fred Waring was born in 1900. Of course, that's 125 years ago. Of course, he's known as a musician and a band leader. But what I found interesting was he developed the electric blender, or so it was always said. Well, it turned out he was a financial baker for the miracle mixer that Frederick Jacob Osisius, or whatever his name was, invented. And so at the National Restaurant Show in Chicago in 1938, it retailed for $29.75, which was not cheap. So, yeah, but for years I thought, he came up with a blender? No, he came up with the money for the blender. That's a whole deal. Johnny Ace would have turned 96 yesterday. Yeah, he was born John Alexander Jr. in Memphis, one of the Beale Streeters with Junior Parker and Bobby Bland and B.B. King, and, of course, sadly, died in Houston. Now, was it a self-inflicted gunshot, 1954, Christmas Day, 25 years old? That's one that is continually debated. All right, I'll leave it to you. Oh, yeah, there's all sorts of people chiming in on that. But Jimmy P. is on the South Side. Jimmy P., welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know it's over, but listen, what was the name of that second bumper?
Oh, that was Barron's Pledge of a Fool.
All right, that's one I haven't heard.
Really?
In a month, I'll request that.
Oh, you liked it? Yeah.
I love it. Pledge of a Fool by the Barons.
Yeah, okay. And there are other things they did that sounded almost exactly like it in some way. Let me pull some up, because I've got a lot of Barons records for what reason I can't imagine, but
yeah,
I do.
Castle in the Sky, I knew somebody would get
right,
it.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And but, I like their song, or When I Wake Up in the Morning, or In the Morning When I Wake Up. Or,
yeah.
So, that was, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So we have Lucky Star was the Barons.
Lucky Star.
There was another one. I think it might have been My Baby's Gone. That sounded a lot like it. Oh.
Well, I cried all night long. I cried all night long. I cried all night long. 'Cause my baby's gone.
And there's a lot more, but some of them do sound like Pledge of a Fool, but that obviously wasn't one of them. But anyway, yeah, the Barons, who sadly didn't do too well later in life between murders and deaths.
Well, in a month from now, I'll be requesting that song.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, listen to them all. You may hear another one you like.
Yeah, every night. Okay, Raleigh, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. All right, yes, Pledge of a Fool. Yeah, and I was expecting Jimmy P. would call and know that, because I didn't think it was very obscure. But then again, you know, a lot of this stuff, popular in one area, like obviously they were Harlem Group, popular in New York, and not in another area. But John in Chicago is weighing in on our question. These researchers, that's right, discovered spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who do not do it. Do or do not do what? John in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, by the way, my name's Chicago Johnny, and I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Oh, well, how about that, Chicago Johnny? I just look at what's on the screen. All right, good deal. Chicago Johnny, who has relocated to Las Vegas.
Yes, I think I got the answer.
All right.
I'm almost sure I got the answer. Politics.
Has nothing to do with politics.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. No, it has nothing to do with politics.
Oh, my God.
So you got a whole week you can think about this.
Oh, gosh. You really stumped me. I thought for sure it was politics.
All right.
But anyway, I will definitely be listening because I got to know that answer.
All right, good deal. I'll look forward to it. And by next week, maybe you'll think of some more guesses.
I will.
All right. Good deal.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it's not politics. All right. So, yes, like I say, the researchers obviously were paid to do this study. And when they came up with this, I know that nobody was pleased. But nonetheless, yes, so researchers discovered spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who do not do this. Do what? All right, so you'd be thinking about it for a week. Full show tomorrow night because the Stanley Cup playoff doesn't continue until Thursday. So tomorrow and Wednesday night, full shows right here. So until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Yeah, it saves my neck every night. So do it again tomorrow night right here on WGN Radio.